Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast around the world. We're quite happy now to be joined by the former Major League All-Star pitcher, Luis Tiant, and he has a new book called Son of Havana, and which is available. And Luis, thank you for being on the show. And first things first, as a kid my age in the 70s when I was playing Little League, we all did the thing where we would do your windup, look towards second base, and come around, and no coach would ever let us do that. You were able to get away with it because you were really good. Did your coaches try to tell you not to do that when you were pitching?
No. I mean, you know, that's something I did. I mean, it was my idea. You know, everything, you can make changes, and the loan, they work for you. If they work, they can tell you anything. You know, that's what about baseball. If you're a pitcher, as long as you get somebody out, they don't want to tell you to change. You have to be crazy. You know, but I never had that problem. I know what I want to do. You know, that the first time I did that, I did it in Boston in 1972, you know, against Cleveland. I got the hit in three strike no ball in the seventh inning. And I turned around. I mean, I thinking, I said, let me see. Let me try something. I look in the center field, look in the sky, and throw a side down to him. He never was in the home plate. He was running away. And the ball was in the middle of the play. And then he asked Captain Fish, what is that? And I told him, Captain, tell him, no, it's a new pitch. You know, are you kidding me? I said, yeah, that's a new pitch. You know, and then I work it out, do some practice, and you know, well, with a pull release where I can throw more strikes, you know, feel more comfortable. And you know, I win 172 after that, 172 games. You know, it worked for me. But that was
no
the
doubt.
First time I did that, you know.
Yeah. And, there's a forward.
Yeah.
Sorry. The foreword to your book is written by Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski, your teammate. And it just, when I hear that name and I think of you and your time in Boston, those great teams you had in the 70s, but of course that was in the middle of the curse of the Bambino. Does it seem weird now that the Red Sox have won, you know, three World Series? What was that like with, you know, living during that time when Boston, you know, was in the curse of the Bambino?
You know, I never believe in those things. You know, I want to play baseball. I get paid to play baseball, and that was my life. And, you know, kind of coming from my country, coming here, and that's what I want to do: play baseball. I never worrying about thinking about it. You know, I just want to play, and want to pitch in the big league. God, they give me that opportunity, and that's what I do. But I never believe in that. You know, people, different players have a different mentality, and we're different, you know. But I never worry about that. Sometimes, you know, we don't win 75 World Series, maybe because of Jim Rice don't play. You know, and Jim Rice play could be a little different. But, you know, because of the coach of the Bambino, that's what the people are talking about all those years after they were going to, they sell them to New York. But I don't know. I never believe in those things. I think if you play right, everything go your way, you're going to win. You know, that's a simple way to put it. Don't worry about that. You're going to worry about those things, you're never gonna win anything. I mean, we're not winning, but still look at what happened later now, you know, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, you know, and then 86, we losing the game. And then we come back in 2004, 2007, 13, and 18, and they win four. And, you know, I don't think where we win now, and we don't win before.
What was it like pitching at Fenway when so many pitchers, you know, you got Pesky's pole, it looks like it's 100 feet down the right field line, and then can of corn fly balls to left. They bounce off the monster for a double. And yet you were able to thrive there. Why is it that Fenway Park was not an issue for you?
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, I learned Fenway Park. I learned to pitch in Fenway Park. I know because when I come in to play to Boston with the other team, with Cleveland, Minnesota, you know, the other teams I play for, I know a lot of off-pitch. You don't want to pitch. Oh, I don't want to pitch in there. That's a damn boss. You know, we don't got no chance. But, you know, I never thinking that way. I think the other guy, the other pitcher you want to face it, they have the same problem I have. The more mistake you're making, the less chance you got to win. The less mistake you're making, you got it, the more chance you got to win. And I learned to pitch, you see, and to me, no, it was not difficult to pitch in there or pitch in someplace else. You know, and, the problem with that, you had to know, you know, what I did it was, I used to throw like a batting practice fastball that we call it. You throw the ball in there like a changer, you know, pulling, pitch him inside, let them put the ball. Foul ball, maybe 500 feet foul ball. But then I come in away. And they work for me, you know. I start pitching that way, keeping the ball down, and I was successful with that, you know. But I think the thing in Boston is you have to have a control, okay? You don't have a good, a decent control, you're going to have a problem. Because every time you make a mistake, you know you don't got no chance. And that's been going every park you play for in Boston. You get a more chance and don't get nobody out when you start making mistakes. And, you know, I'm learning. I think we all can learn. You have to use in your brains. You have to know how you can get the other guys out. You know, and you learn those things and you're making little easy for you. No, I don't want to say easy because it's not easy. Okay, nah, not let everybody, not let it fool you. Oh, I do that easy, I do that. No, no, no. You have to make a pitcher, situation in the game, okay? Who hit it, you know, and they're no easy to do that.
Speaking with El Tiante himself, Luis Tiant, talking about his book, Son of Havana, A Baseball Journey from Cuba to the Big Leagues and Back. You were so reliable. It was a different era, but the complete games, 187 complete games, and then the shutouts. Mm-hmm. You led the American League in shutouts for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And now baseball is so different. We're going to have a new rule coming in that a relief pitcher, unless he ends an inning, has to pitch to at least three guys. What do you think about? Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't know. It's crazy. But, you know, that's what we used to do. I mean, all these guys, they're saving 200 games, stuff like that, to over 200 games. They used to pitch in four innings to saving a game, three innings. I know, I remember Dick Vada, you know, he used to do that. I mean, a lot of other guys used to do. Goss used to do that. You know, I mean, I don't think it's different. But the problem is they don't let this guy do that. That's the problem. I don't know who come out with the idea that you only can pitch one hit, one batter, and you got to save. You know, I think that's crazy to me. But you have to pitch. I think, and to me, now we're going to see maybe more problem. Because what I see, is sometimes they can come in and get one out. Now, how are you going to get three out? You see, that's going to be, to me, the test about the new rule. And it's going to be a problem with that, you know. But, you know, they change the game. They want to change the game. They do different things than what we do. And you can ask any of the old players like me, you know, maybe older than me, they tell you the same thing. They don't understand the way they play now. they don't play the baseball we used to play, and it's different. And that's what you're going to see. Because I don't know who come out with those ideas, but they trying to change the game.
Last question for you.
I think for the good way.
Yeah. One last question for you. When I think about your native Cuba and from the time you left when Castro was there, and I know Barack Obama tried to open things up again, how is Cuba doing right now, especially with the pandemic and everything else?
No, I don't know. I heard one people died not too long ago, maybe 10 days ago. This is the only one. That's where I die right now so far. I don't know really too much because we don't have too many communication. My family, most everybody die. Only I had cousins. And most of them, I don't know who they are. Because in 46 years, I not come back to my country. You know, a lot of people die. A lot of people born too. And they say that when I go in 1907, they coming to my, when I go to my aunt's house, and they ask me, they say they're my cousin. I don't know. I never see before. You know, and that's the thing. But I don't know. I hope something come out. I don't know what's going to be. I don't know. It's a crazy thing. Working like in Venezuela, I don't get it. I just don't have no clue why it happened, why they let it happen. I don't know. Because we all suffering, it don't matter the one that's there and the one in here. It's a crazy thing, mostly, when before, the guys coming with me, the guy with friends all over here, play baseball and go to school together, and they come in here. You know, the mom and dad die, and they can't even go and bury them. And that's sad. And you can't even bury your mother or father. We go through a lot of bad time, and then a lot of one of these guys, they died. They never see the mom and dad. And that's the one thing I ask God every day. Please, let me see my mom and dad. After that, you can do whatever you want. And, they give me that opportunity, And they come in 75. But I never thought I'm going to see him again,
That was great. Yeah. No, I want to recommend, we got right at time, but I want to recommend everybody pick up the book Son of Havana, A Baseball Journey from Cuba to the Big Leagues and Back, written by our guest, the great Luis Tiant, with Saul Wisnia, and a foreword by Yaz himself. Luis, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on another book, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road, talk a little baseball.
Okay, my friend. You take care. Okay. Hope everything okay. God bless you and your family, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you so much. I'm Rick Tuttle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.